Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio today by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
How we doing? I thought we could have a nickname or something.
No. No, we are not.
The good old days.
You're letting that beard go, huh?
No, it's probably, I'm going to chop it soon because I was thinking like the kid's not even going to know who I am. It's going to be one of those scenes where, you know, I come in and I'm shaved
and they start crying. Yeah. Start crying. Who's this guy?
Strange man in my home.
Oh, got a great episode for you guys today. We are going to talk a little bit about the rat race. And this is a common theme that we see all the time coming out of gyms that are kind of following a specific model or path. What do I mean by that? Now, typically the rat race is just this every month kind of putting yourself in the same position, coming from behind, and in order to make bills or to make the money and the revenue and the profit for that particular month, you've got to come out and sell some type of high ticket, front end, challenge, whatever, just to make ends meet.
Yes.
You know, we've had a lot of calls over the years, and it seems to be a very common theme that, you know, it's in a lot of times it comes from the large group training models, class-based stuff, high attrition, a lot of clients coming and going, it's just a high-end, high marketing spend type of organization where the owner or the sales team, typically comes from the owner, is hung up on getting the paid in fulls. Getting the money now. Just working with a gym a couple months ago, kind of got into his and her numbers. And it was interesting because like we were looking at their numbers and their numbers every month kind of were floating around the same, you know, let's call it 25 to 27,000 a month. But then when we got into the, like the reoccurring revenue, it was like 14.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute here. So every month you're coming, you know, like, you know, 8 to 10 grand in something. And he goes, well, 42% of their memberships were not paying, like they had already paid in full.
Yeah.
So let's just say they had 100 members and 60 of them were on reoccurring. 40 of the members had paid already something, either 6, 10, 12 or a year long programs or some type of 6-week thing. And there was no reoccurring revenue. And I said, well, how much money do you have in the bank from those? All that money's already been spent. So they've taken the money for the paid in fulls to cover that month's expenses. And then it's gone. And now they have to service this client for the longer term. And it puts a gym in a really tough spot.
Yeah.
Call it the rat race.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I mean, you're selling future expense. Yeah, or you know what I mean? Like they're literally paying the expenses of the next 6 weeks plus with today's sale.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not leaving anything in the tank.
Well, it's funny because you hear a lot of time the argument of, Tim, well, let's put that money in another account and then we'll drip it in like it was. No, you won't.
Nobody does.
Like there's a law, Parkinson's law. And this is what it says. It, you know, like if you have X amount of time for a project, let's just say you have to get a report done.
Sure.
And it's due in a month, but you got 2 hours left to finish it. You will take the entire month to finish that report because the time allotted, your work expanse of the time allotted, the same thing goes with financial. Your expenses will grow to, this is a great example. Your expenses will grow to the income that you've created. So somebody that's, comes from a specific, middle class, and they start to make more money. Their expenses, they don't stay at middle class expenses. They start to grow their expenses, into what they're making. And then they're never ahead. And it's like every dollar they make, I got a good friend, you know, his name.
Oh yeah.
Every dollar he makes, and he's making $300,000 a year. He'll spend $301,000.
Find a way to spend the money, right?
And yeah. He'll find a way to spend the money. And that's the Parkinson's law. And it's the same thing for gym owners. You guys are collecting all this paid in full revenue. You find ways to spend it. And by the time you really need it, it's gone.
Well,
and now you're in that same position next month.
That's one portion of it. But I mean, in a situation like that, where your base operating expenses exceed what he's making every single month, most of that, the additional money that's being raised is going to the expenses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not even like you have the option to go buy new equipment or put it back into marketing or do other things with that revenue that could potentially grow the business. No, you're keeping the lights on.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a desperation tactic, a scarcity, you know, play, because you have to grab what you can today to keep the business around for another month or two without coming out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, that's the internal rat race. And I think the point we want to make here is, unless you change something about what you're doing, that rat race is going to persist for as long as you have that business. You have to change what you're doing to get out of that situation. And it's not going to be another marketing hook. It's not going to be something else. Until you focus on growing your monthly recurring revenue and making that the focus of everything that you're doing with your sales, you're going to be in that same position, period.
Yeah. Guys, I've known this forever. I used to go in the hole and not allow people to pay in full because I didn't want the money. I wanted the recurring. I was so focused on what we call the delta, growing the recurring revenue month after month after month. And sometimes it's a grind.
Sure.
Yeah, you are going to be negative, especially if you're, let's just say right now, just throwing numbers, your base operating expenses is 20 and your recurring revenue is 14. So you're negative six every month. And you got, instead of pitching discounted paid in fulls, because that's what this couple was doing, it was very clear. Pay for a year, you get this discount. You pay for 6 months, you get this discount. Oh, you don't want those things? We have this 6 week thing for X. And it's like, just put them in the membership. Get them in the recurring. Call it EFT, call it MRR, recurring revenue, whatever you want to call it. Get them in that. That's the only way you'll get yourself out of the rat race, is growing the EFT, growing the delta. And I wouldn't take the money.
Yeah.
And if I was going to say, if the person was going to walk out the door because they didn't want to have a card on file or whatever, I'm going to give them the paid in full, but I'm not discounting it. It's like you pay for the full year up front. That's fine. If that's the only way you're going to sign up, I'm not going to let you walk out the door, obviously. But I don't want to give discounts for any paid in fulls. I want you on recurring revenue.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, those people stay way longer because, one, they're being hit every month, but they're involved. Like, this is really crazy.
Yeah.
You want to hear a crazy story? There's an episode that we have called the Legacy Club. It was the lifetime membership for $25,000. Well, we had a handful of people come in. And three quarters of those people have not ever come in and worked out after they paid $25,000. Weird.
Very strange.
It was a write-off. It was a thing. They got it. Now they have a lifetime thing. But like the paid in full folks, they're not being reminded that they have this thing, and they kind of just fall off. I don't know that to be true if they stay any less than the recurring people, but I could tell you that they fall off here real fast.
Sure.
The people that paid for the 25 grand, they're gone.
Isn't that crazy?
It's a donation.
Yeah.
Not that I want that. I'm just saying, it's just weird. That's a human behavior going on.
Yeah.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, there was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients. all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
But back to the recurring revenue. So yes, you're going to go in the hole like, yeah, you're $6,000 negative every month. Well, next month you're going to be $4,000 negative.
$4,000, yeah.
And then $2,000 and then $500 negative. And then you're positive $500 and now you're positive $2,000. That's how it works.
You know, and you're probably listening to this like, hey, how does that happen? How do I get there? What do I do to do some, you know, things differently? You make sure that your sales are going to your monthly, you know, memberships. But then you just break it down. The math problem equates to clients. How many clients do I need to sell in order to dig myself out of this monthly recurring hole, right? Just break it down. And then that becomes your daily, weekly goal is just checking off the number of clients you need to cover the gap.
Yep.
And then you find yourself in an entirely different position. And we always talk about clarity sets in when your monthly recurring exceeds your base operating expense. I mean, if you're listening and you're in the situation Tim's talking about where you're doing all of these different plays and selling whatever you can to get the money today, you probably feel the stress I know you feel that stress every month. Your bills aren't paid until you sell, right? And so give yourself the clarity. Get yourself in a position to where you can actually look at your business, forecast for the future, see what you have that's sustainable, reliable, and just keep building that foundation of EFT. Your whole business, the way you look at it, the way you wake up and, you know, look at the business and enter the business, all of that's going to change. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the resentment and it's unfortunate, but that's what happens when you go into your business month after month after month and it's not paying your bills, it's not paying its own bills, and it's not providing you with revenue. Mm-hmm. You know, aside from that, get yourself in that position. It's as easy as just focusing on the recurring revenue.
Yeah, Tim, but I don't have the capital to float, right? You don't have the capital to float a couple months of your pay or your gap, I should say, of your expenses. What do? You find the damn money, guys. This is a grown-up sport we're playing. This is real business. It's not a hobby. This is real life. If you need to find the money, you go find the damn money. Don't go paid in full just to get the money. Go to a friend, a family member, go to the damn bank, get a credit card. Like
line of credit.
Figure it out. Because you'll never get out of the hole until you fix this one problem. And you'll just be there forever. And you'll never get ahead. And it's just like you work 10 years doing the same thing and you're never ahead because you got some type of like something happened in your gym career that you fell into some, I don't know if it's a marketing agency playbook, front end, high ticket, challenge-based, paid-in-full drop sell coaching program that gives you these little dopamine hits. You're like, oh, dude, we got $2,000 up front. Yeah, and you guys celebrate that when you should be not celebrating that. You should be celebrating the recurring revenue. Something happened to all of these gyms that we talked to. They fell into some program somewhere. Somebody taught them some tactic that tells you that getting the money up front is the best and only way to make money in your business. And I'm telling you, it's the absolute opposite of that. Focus on the delta, the recurring revenue, grow that. And then you guys just find the money to cover the gap. However you do it, talk to your mom, your dad, your brother, sister, uncle, doesn't matter. Steal it. I don't know. Do whatever you need to do.
It's not financial advice.
This is not financial advice. Just don't sell the paid in full to get ahead. And like everybody's probably, well, you know, I can't do it. Fine. Okay. Throw another excuse in there and we'll talk to you in another year. And you'll be in the same spot. Like, I don't know what else to tell you guys other than fix it.
Yeah.
Fix it now.
Well, and the evidence is on the wall. I mean, like you've done this, you've been in this situation for how long? Until you try something else, until, you know, nothing changes if nothing changes. And right now you're trying to, I guarantee you're in that situation where you're like, if I only just sell more of these this month, well, it's not going to happen. You're never going to crest that problem and put the problem, you know, make the problem go away. If you don't do something different, and that's the problem, is the rat race, right? It's doing the same thing, expecting a different result.
I've seen gyms brag about, or I should say coaching programs, brag about this gym did 50,000 this month and this gym did 80,000 or 70 or 50 or 30 or whatever it is. But they're not telling you the full story. You got 30, 40, 50,000 this month in revenue. It's a one-time pop, one-time sale. Next month, you're back to 20.
Yeah.
You're back to 18. You're back to 14. I don't know. I don't know who's I know who's teaching it. I do, actually. I know a lot of people that teach this. I was in a long time ago. I was in a, I got given a course, like a sales training course.
Sure.
And one of the tactics, again, it's a tactic, was at the end of the sale, the guy at Mrs. Johnson's committed to this program for this long, paying monthly. And then they asked the question, how would you like to save another $600?
Yeah, exactly.
And what do you mean? Do you want to save another $600? Yes. Well, when you pay in full today, we knock off $600. And I'm like, how many people are following that bad advice? And again, the other side of that argument, a lot of times for gyms, it's like, well, I don't know if these clients are going to be here in a year.
Yep.
I don't know if they're going to stick it out. Well, the reason you don't know that is because your product is subpar. And so here's really the way you fix this. You go back and you fix the product first.
Mm-hmm.
You keep these clients longer, paying longer with higher retention. Gone are the days of 12, 15, 18% attrition rates. You need to be 2, 3, or 4. Even 5, you can't stick it out that long.
It's tough, yeah.
2, 3, or 4%. It sucks, guys. Well, Tim, I can't help if somebody moves. I get it. Guys, I get it. The people leave here every month.
It happens, yeah.
There's only, I think, been, I don't know, on one hand in 15 years, I can remember 0 people leaving that month. Like, you're going to lose people. But it's the ones that what we call legitimate losses that are your fault, yeah. Not the job change, loss of, you know, somebody's, we've had clients die. What are you going to do, guys? Like, you can't have 0%.
That's not the target.
It's part of the business where people churn, but like keeping people on average for many, many years should be the goal. And the only way that people stay for many, many years is there's ways that you bring them in, but it's your product, it's your experience, it's all of the things inside the four walls. And we had an episode probably just released talking about your marketing hooks,
yep.
defining some of your attrition rates, and that's also very true. It's like how you bring people in and what you say to attract people has a lot to do with how long they stay.
Well, so let's make that commonality to the programs that these gyms are typically running, right? It's flash in the pan result. It's quick, fast results. You can pay me everything up front because I'm going to get you a result fast. Well, right away, we're bringing somebody into the gym who's focused on losing weight, probably, looking for to do it quickly. If you check that box, you solve their problem, they're probably moving on. If you don't check that box, you fail to do your job, they're probably moving on. Or if they're happy at the end of the short term, then you still have to resell them into a program like your annual memberships and things like that. They probably don't have all the bells and whistles of the program that you just brought them in on. So there's incongruency about where we want to be bringing people into our business and the things that we're saying to attract them. And until that changes, your retention rates are going to show that.
Yeah, I guess the bottom line is this, guys. You're going to have to bite the bullet sooner or later. It's either you bite it 2 years from now when you can't stay in business no matter what, or you just do it now and you get ahead this year. And this is the breakthrough year where you stop playing the games with the paid in full stuff and you start just focusing on your recurring revenue, keeping your clients longer. Your product is number one priority. Get rid of all of the paid in full discounts. Get rid of all the front end challenges and all the 6-week garbage. Get rid of all the short term promises and all this stuff. Put people into a long term lifestyle based training program. That's the rest of your life. Like, that's part of our sales pitch. It's like, how long do you think it'll take me to get results? the rest of your life. Yeah. Like that, this is the rest of your life.
It's a moving goal. It should be a moving goal.
Of course. You get to goal A, and then the goalpost moves, and you keep going down the get down the field. But, like, guys, this is the new way. This is the way.
This is the way.
To build a long-term sustainable business and never feel that pressure of, like, oh, my God, I'm not going to be able to pay the bills this month because my recurring revenue isn't here, and I got to make sales this month, and I better come up with some special offer this month just to get a discount in so people jump. Throw it all away, guys. Start and do it right. Guys, if you need help with this, happy to help. We've got programs. We got a webinar coming up.
We do?
Yeah. It's what's the link? winninggym.com/MDM Live,
I believe.
MDM Live.
It'll be in the show notes regardless. But
we'll drop it in the show notes for you. And that's a live 3-day event we're going to be putting on here. Hour and a half a day, I think. You know, take a little break from your training and jump on that call with us, and we'll teach you the way. Yep. I mean, really, it comes down to what we found is the gyms that follow this exact process, those are the ones that get ahead. That's the end of the day. So listen, guys, if you need help, there's going to be links all in the show notes. Grab a time, grab a call. We'd love to chat with you, see if we can help you. Hopefully this episode kind of shakes you loose a little bit and it helps you. Until next episode, guys, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.